From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementing the international nuclear deal with Iran will make the world safer, improve the standard of living for Iranians, and potentially open up other opportunities between the United States and Iran. In an interview with VOA's Persian service, Kerry said he hopes proponents will successfully persuade people that the government will keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, prevent conflict, and provide security for the region.
But this deal needed to get the nuclear issue off the table because we were threatened with the possibility of a nuclear arms race in the entire region. And nobody benefits from that.
But the United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution Monday approving the nuclear agreement. Looking ahead, Kerry said it would be another 6 months or so before the effects of lifting sanctions against Iran are felt.
I think that if the deal goes through and is fully implemented, the people of Iran are going to see an improved standard of living. They'll see sanctions lifted off of them that have prevented commerce, trade, travel, investment, all these other things. So a lot of good things can happen if this deal is fully implemented.
He has been meeting with members of Congress and said he will tell the truth about the deal during the 60 days lawmakers have to review the agreement. Burundians voted in a presidential election Tuesday after a night of unrest sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to win a third term. Gunfire and explosions in the capital of Bujumbura left at least two people dead, one of them a policeman. The election went ahead despite an opposition boycott, months of anti-government protests, and appeals from the international community for the president to step aside. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says a regional joint task force to fight militant group Boko Haram will be up and running by the end of this month. In an interview Tuesday with VOA's Peter Clowdy, Mr. Buhari said Nigeria will lead the task force and that troops from Chad, Niger, Nigeria, and Benin could be deployed in operations against the militants. Mr. Buhari is in the middle of a four-day visit to Washington. He met with Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday, ahead of meetings with members of Congress and a town hall meeting with Nigerians who live in the U.S. On Monday, the Nigerian leader met with President Barack Obama at the White House. Mr. Obama praised the recent election in Nigeria, which led to the first democratic transfer of power since the end of military rule in 1999. Ohio Governor John Kasich, a political veteran, Tuesday is joining the crowded field seeking the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination. The 63-year-old Kasich is the 16th Republican candidate in the race. That includes five current or former U.S. senators, four sitting governors, and four former governors, as well as two figures from the corporate world and a retired neurosurgeon. It is the largest collection of Republican presidential candidates in recent decades, but no clear frontrunner has emerged. Japan says China's aggressive maritime activities in the East China Sea are among the major threats to the country's security as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe pushes through a series of controversial measures aimed at expanding the role of Japan's military. In its annual defense review issued Tuesday, Japan's defense ministry lashed out at Beijing's development of undersea oil and gas reserves in the East China Sea, as well as its increasing military presence near a series of Japanese-controlled islands that are also claimed by China. The report denounced China's activities in the resource-rich South China Sea, where it has begun building several artificial islands, a move which has escalated tensions between Beijing and several of its East Asian neighbors. The chief executive of Toshiba resigned Tuesday in response to revelations the company inflated its profits by $1.2 billion over the course of several years. An independent report blamed the scandal and pressure from company leaders to meet difficult targets. The CEO bowed before cameras in Tokyo and took blame for the scheme, which dates back to 2008. "The responsibility lies in the management, including myself," he said. "As a response, I am stepping down from the post as the CEO and president." Two other high-level Toshiba figures are also stepping down for their involvement. The company's stock rose 6% Tuesday, rebounding from recent losses. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.